On a week in 1936, Baltimoreans walking about downtown felt that there was something missing. A mysterious vacuum had suddenly appeared in their lives, and they sensed that something about the familiar Baltimore they knew had disappeared from their lives. But it came to them. Baltimore's familiar skyline had changed. The bottle atop the Bromo Seltzer Tower at 308 West Lombard at Utah Street was suddenly and inexplicably gone. Gone from their view. That four-story-high, 20-foot-wide simulated bottle of Bromo Seltzer was in every way except size. It was hundreds of times normal, an exact replica of the familiar blue bottle of Bromo Seltzer, a headache powder you would buy off the shelf at the drugstore. The bottle defined the Baltimore skyline because the inventor of Bromo Seltzer, a pharmacist in Baltimore named Isaac Emerson, put it there, on top of the building he built in 1911, to be his company's headquarters. It had 596 electric bulbs keeping it lit. The writing on the label was visible through the night. It was continuously revolving, and its light was so bright in the Baltimore sky that on clear nights it could be seen from across the bay. But the time came in the mid-1930s when Baltimoreans looked up expecting to see the familiar revolving bottle, and it wasn't there. It was explained that its revolving was causing dangerous cracks to the building. Made of steel, the bottle had to be cut piece by piece with a blowtorch into 3-foot by 6-foot sections and removed. On March 10, 1936, seems to be the day the bottle came down. So where did the Bromo Seltzer bottle wind up? Leaders in the scrap metal industry agree that in 1936, the 3-by-6-foot steel sections were sent to steel mills for recycling, and that the steel scrap found its way into the making of the 1939 and 1940 automobiles, Chevrolet, Buick, Packard. So if you've ever wondered what really happened to the Bromo Seltzer bottle, now you know. Your grandfather was driving it.